L-E-D-E-N-E-T.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Welcome back in. Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game. We're streaming on the Game Nashville app as well. We've been talking to a lot of people, and a lot of you have reached out that either have been affected or know somebody affected from the tornadoes that went through our area early Tuesday morning. And one of those people is legendary Cumberland University baseball coach Woody Hunt. He is on the line with us now. Coach Hunt, how are you?
Well, I'm doing great. I'm still walking around and getting ready to take a road trip, play a key weekend series for us, but I'm doing fine.
Well, that is the thing that is most important, to hear your voice and hear that you're doing fine. I mean, there have been so many people affected by this tornado, including you and your wife, Irma. Your house was basically destroyed in Lebanon during the tornado. It's good to hear that you and your wife are both safe, though.
Yeah, we were safe, and it's the main thing. And we realized that, and we got through it, and then in the long run, we'll be better off probably. But we've had so much support and outpouring of love; it's been overwhelming. But we're just thankful that we're still here.
Yeah, absolutely. So, what was? I mean, I've been reading. You know, you've done some interviews with the newspaper and everything. What was that whole experience like? Just when you got the alert on your phone that the alarm was going off, that you knew you had to get to shelter?
Yeah, it was so quick that I didn't have a chance to really get scared. My wife was very calm and peaceful. And it was just, we had our phone alarm went off and woke us up. And then my son was calling frantically. And then we went to the TV, and the lady said, we need to get to the cover quickly if we live in these areas. That's what I did. I went to the cover as quick as I could, and we got to the inner closet of the bedroom, which was probably the safest place to be. We didn't think about the bathroom, but we went there and crouched down. As soon as we crouched down, it happened, and we were there about a minute, and we could then eventually we didn't think anything would happen. You know, you go through all those before, and you just don't take them serious enough, and that's been my history. I've never taken them as serious as I should have. I will from now on. Well, we sat down and just waited for a minute, and then stuff started falling on our heads, and then we heard a loud train-like sound and the vacuum of the tornado. Just, you could feel the pressure, and it just went on top of our head and took the roof off. And then we left the closet, went to the other end of the house into my man cave and sat there, and we knew we had went outside with other neighbors, and we looked around the best we could. We knew we had damage, but didn't know we had that much till daylight. Then the rains came and destroyed everything inside.
Oh, I hate hearing that, Coach. What has the outpouring of support been like from the Cumberland University family and everyone there around you?
Well, it's been overwhelming. I really can't describe it. It's been more of a blessing to go through this than a heartache. It's truly outweighs a heartache. We've had so much support, phone calls, texts, gifts, money, everything you can imagine. My church has been really good to me, our family, the community, our president, our AD, my players, my former players, coaches from all over the country. You know, it's just overwhelming to feel that support, and I don't think it's going to stop.
So I heard you say as we started this that you're about to go on a road trip because you have games this weekend. Is this going to be therapeutic for you to kind of get back to business as usual and being a coach?
Yeah, I think it will be. Yeah, to get away from all the stuff you have to do after something like this happens. And so I'm looking forward to getting on the bus and maybe taking a nap and getting my head together a little bit. And we're staying with my son till we get the apartment that our insurance is going to take care of. And so it will be good to get away from all of it and just sit down and not have to do anything but answer text messages and emails and all that, which I will do.
So how far away does your son live from you and your wife?
He lives at 109 in Wilson County, probably 7 miles from us. And we're just staying with them for a few days, and we'll go to an apartment complex on Monday.
So what you know, we've seen on the TV, you know, just the damage in different areas, Lebanon and, you know, Wilson County and Putnam County. What with the rest of your neighborhood, what are some of your neighbors going through?
Well, there's some that have had some damage. There's maybe a couple that's had the roof taken off like mine, you know. I don't know how many. I haven't had a chance to drive around like I wanted to because I've been so wrapped up in my situation. But there's a lot of trees down, a lot of minor damage, but, you know, just trees everywhere. And everybody's kind of cleaning up from the mess, and it's just a lot of damage everywhere, to be honest with you.
It's so crazy to see, too. I've seen, like, in parts of East Nashville that you'd have one side of the street that's completely destroyed and the other just a few trees down. It just shows you how defined a tornado can be of where its path is.
Yeah, same way here. It hit my house, and my neighbor next door didn't do anything. And got a tree in his backyard, a big tree. And it was just looks like it just kind of bounced around from place to place. And it's weird how those things operate, but they're powerful, I can tell you that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hey, Coach, we appreciate you taking the time today. Your family in our thoughts and prayers, and hope that everything is able to get rebuilt, and glad that you're safe and sound, and good luck this weekend with the games.
Well, thank you so much. I just can tell you this. My faith has been deepened, and my confidence in mankind has been deepened quite a bit because of all the love we've been shown.
Absolutely. That's a very good way to put it. Have a good one.
Thank you for calling, and hope everybody else who's suffering can get through it. And it will take time, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach Woody Hunt, Cumberland University, legendary coach there. He's won 1,600 games or more. He's been coaching for 39 years there. Appreciate Drew Chester from our staff, our sales team, for setting that up. And just some of the stories, you know, that we've heard. We talked to Paul Wade, the head coach at DCA, head football coach at DCA yesterday. We spoke with him about everything going on over there. And I saw last night that the DCA baseball team was able to scrimmage because they don't have a facility right now. Well, Vanderbilt, the Hawk, opened up their doors and allowed them to come over there. And for those of you that listen to this show and know Tim Corbin, you know that's no surprise that they were able to work that out and to do that. But this is just the type of things that you see with stuff like this. And we told you, you know, we have been telling you that what we're doing is taking donations tonight from 5 to 7 on the Bridgestone Arena Plaza. You can come out and drop off different things, work gloves, large trash bags, batteries, flashlights, hand sanitizer at our tent, the 102.5 The Game tent, or our 102.9 The Buzz tent, our sister station, and also at our radio station. You can drop things off during our business hours, 8:30 to 5:30 at 1824 Murfreesboro Pike. Bigger things, tarps, rolled plastic, hand sanitizer, laundry detergent, even more work gloves, big bulk items. You can drop those off, and any little bit helps. You know, we talked to the Nashville Community Resource Center yesterday and all the things that they're trying to do. They do a tremendous job in not only reaching out in our area, in East Nashville and Germantown and Lebanon and Donelson, but also Putnam County and the surrounding areas, trying to do the best that they can to help the people that are displaced from those storms. And, you know, we've spent the last few days talking about it. And it's just kind of wakes you up a little bit of how short life really is and how sweet it is and how you just need to love one another and help one another. And so that's what we're trying to do. So appreciate Coach Woody Hunt for joining us to talk about his story. Willie was wandering around, so he'll be back soon. Darren as well, and we'll get you set for the Preds and the Stars coming up tonight here at Bridgestone Arena on Darren, Donick, and Chase, ESPN 102.5 The Game.
L-E-D-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 100% match on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.